I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The mental health of the refugees is becoming a major issue among the aid groups who are responding to the ongoing crisis. No surprise there. Transworld Radio's Dirk Mueller says the team in Europe started asking, how do we reach out to them? Their answer was to use what was right in front of them.
Radio is a good tool to use, for example, in the Middle East, but we need the app to speak to the refugees that are coming to Europe. Most of the refugees use a smartphone.
Enter the Refugee Bridge app.
We really try to put programs on this app that speak hope into their lives and really give them new hope, which is based on Jesus Christ.
Right now, it's only in Arabic, but soon to be in Farsi and Dari. The key point? The Refugee Bridge app brings hope to those on the move. And in the United States, we've got scripture close at hand. We can find a Bible in our own language, sitting on a bookshelf, or as an app on our phones. But Door International is working to bring the Bible specifically to the non-hearing of the world. According to Door President Rob Myers, it's a translation issue that is often more difficult than people imagine.
The experience of reading for deaf people is a very different experience from reading for hearing people. Now, that doesn't mean deaf people can't read, and that doesn't even mean that some deaf people enjoy reading, but for almost all deaf people, reading written language, it's a second language to them. It's not their heart language.
If you want to explore either one of these stories in detail, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are the extreme test of faith. Zat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.